Welcome to episode 121 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 9th of April, 2011. Now also broadcasting on the Tech Podcast Network and Blip TV at techwebcast.blip.tv. Today's hosts are Brad Dillon and Jason, with special guest Hermione Way.
Hey guys, you're listening to Tech Webcast.
Hi, this is Hermione Way on Tech Webcast with Brad, Jason, and Dylan. Hi, guys.
You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app. www.techwebcast.info.
All right, this is Tech Webcast episode 121. On Skype, we have Dylan and Jason, and a special guest by the name of Harmony Way. I can't say a name.
How's everyone doing?
I'm going well, mate. Yourself?
Good, good.
That's the way.
Nice warm weekend again.
It is very nice here in Melbourne. Yep.
It's not too hot. Nice in San Francisco too.
Good stuff. And also we got Dylan back this week. How are you, Dylan?
I'm good. Sorry, I missed last week. I had some internet connectivity issues, so, and I couldn't really Skype over the only 3G connection I had, so it didn't really work out.
Oh, good, mate. Oh, good. And Jason, what's been going on with your week, mate? Any news you want to report on?
No, I just started the video podcasting of Tech Webcast. You would have seen the first episode on Blip TV already.
Great
and
job.
And I started a stream of my own stuff, just doing reviews, tech news, and unboxing. That both of those have been approved for the App Store, iTunes App Store, so people can log on there and start downloading our shows in video format.
Good stuff. And also, you made some wallpapers as well for the iPhone and the iPad.
Wallpapers, new logo and everything,
yep,
so it's all going strong.
Good stuff, mate. All right, we got Hermione Way on. Hello to you.
You said it right. Yeah. Well done.
I did?
Hermione, wow. Like in Harry Potter.
Well, okay.
He doesn't watch Harry Potter.
I don't watch that Harry Potter show or middle of the movie.
Did you really say I don't watch that Harry Potter show?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Hermione's cute on there.
It's boring. And
well, she went from cute to hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She did. She went from cute to legal, I think.
Yeah. Win! Winning.
Winning, yes.
Epic winning.
Yes.
I knew we couldn't get through an entire show without a winning reference.
Yeah.
Had to be somewhere.
So what do you do with yourself?
Too many things. Lots and lots. So basically, at the moment, I live in San Francisco and I'm video director for The Next Web, which is one of the world's biggest blogs.
Cool.
And I cover Silicon Valley, so I interview startups and entrepreneurs, VCs, people involved in the industry, technology industry. But before that, I've been running a startup out of London, a media company, 3 years called newspepper.com. And we give paid internships to students and graduates in media. And our clients are people like Channel 4, BBC. We do their online media. And then I've been blogging about the European tech scene for about 2 years, and I set up a blog called Tech Fluff TV, which is a video partner of TechCrunch Europe and sponsored by Sun Microsystems and Flip Video. I had a regular slot on Sky News in London talking about tech. I fly all over the world, go to all the geek conferences, interview startups and entrepreneurs, and loving life pretty
cool,
much.
Cool, cool. So, who's your favorite interview person so far?
Living the dream. Favorite. Ooh. I just love startups, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I was at the Apple HQ the other day, and then I did a trip to Facebook HQ. And,
oh, well.
You know, standing outside the corporate buildings thinking, oh, my God, less than 6 years ago, this was an idea in Mark Zuckerberg's head.
How was the Facebook headquarters?
Amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing because they're just about to move into to new massive offices just up the road, but their offices at the moment are massive, but they're very understated. Like, it's very like startup, you know. It's not nice. It's like The building's really ugly. It's, you can tell they've just sort of like got a load of desks in there. It used to be a big old like warehouse, I think. And yeah, there's like things hanging down from the roof, ceiling, and it's all like messy. And but it's cool, you know. It's nice that it's still at the startup phase and not too corporate.
All right.
But was Mark there when you stopped by?
Was Mark? What was Zook there when I stopped by?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you get to meet him, get an autograph?
No, not this time. I think he headed out before I got there.
Well,
but, but yeah, apparently he's very, very hands-on. And apparently, you know, he very much likes to be there and, you know, be pushing out stuff. They have, like, posters up all over the office saying, "Fail harder! And what would you do if you weren't afraid?" So they really like to push code. They push code, I think, every few days or something. And the way they work is they, you know, they push code out and they say it's better to get it out and test it than to you know, wait and try and get feedback. So they just try new things all the time, you know, experimenting all the time.
Pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Exactly.
So you got any questions, Jason, at all, mate?
Yeah. What sort of other stuff do you do to do with the technology? Are you like a big geek girl, or this is just something you do and normally you don't have that much geekiness?
Well, my background's in journalism, so if you ask me to write some HTML5, I could write a little bit, but ask me to write JavaScript and I wouldn't be able to, I'm afraid. I got into the industry nearly 4 years ago, and I had a company called Newspaper.com. I still have a company called Newspaper.com.
Okay, who's making that noise?
There's something wrong with Hermione's microphone.
Is it?
Wait, did you say it was newspaper.com?
No. News pepper is in chili pepper, is in hot pepper.
Oh,
pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
News, NEWSPEPPER.
The hot news of the day.
I was about to say, how did you ever get the domain newspaper.com?
You'll be able to sell that for millions.
Oh, yeah.
It's not newspaper, it's news pepper.
Yeah, we got it.
Yep. Cool.
I've actually been buying up a load of domains lately because there's so many great ones that are still available.
Yeah.
Domain squatter.
So how long have you lived in America for?
So I moved here 4 months ago.
Okay.
And I'm loving it. You know, I'm Silicon Valley. This is the place to be right now. You know, it used to be the cool thing to do was be a rock star, and now it's being an entrepreneur, being a technology entrepreneur, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, sure. Everybody who's anybody, you know, moves here and starts a startup, and there's so much access to funding here and finance. It's much easier to get money for your startup than in London, and it's very exciting. Everybody here is doing amazing things. They're doing interesting things. There's loads of cool events. You know, the other day I was at NASA. You know, so it's like living in a movie.
So you must have a good job. You've met so many famous people I've actually know of, and I really wish I could meet them too, but we can't because we're in Australia.
Well, famous in the tech industry, that's
yes,
for sure.
That is right, yeah.
Although I did interview Duran Duran and Hanson.
Oh, yeah, seen that.
South by Southwest.
Yeah, seen that. Hanson, yeah, seen the Hanson video. That was quite cool.
It was funny. Random.
Yeah.
But no, great. I mean, the thing is like now is the renaissance. You know, it's being an entrepreneur and moving to Silicon Valley is the equivalent of moving to Florence and learning how to paint in the Renaissance. Everybody is doing it, and it's a really cool place to be. Mm-hmm. Like I'd say, half of anyone that was good in London has now moved here.
For sure, for sure.
What are you looking for doing in the future? Anything interesting coming up?
The world.
So you'll be coming to Australia, you reckon, Monday soon?
You know what's cool?
What's cool?
$1 billion.
Yeah, it is.
$1 billion.
No, I really enjoy what I'm doing now, but I really want to I kind of want to either build the next Huffington Post in video, but global, because, you know, I've been working on online video for a long time and I really understand it. Or there's a few companies that I'm going to start in the next couple of years. So watch this space.
Cool. And what about coming to Australia anytime soon?
Yeah, actually, I lived in Australia for a year I was 18.
What part?
Well, I was supposed to go up the East Coast from Sydney to Cairns. I got stuck in Byron Bay for 8 months.
Byron Bay's nice. I love that place. It's so nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But no, I really love living here. But I love to travel. One of my ideas is going around the world in 90 startups. So going around the world for a couple of months and interviewing startups all over the world, because every government in the world now is trying to replicate Silicon Valley. You know, there's even a tech scene in like Tanzania and Nigeria. There's a big tech scene in Brazil and Mexico. There's a good little, you've got Silicon Beach in Melbourne. So it's growing all over the world, and I want to report on it.
Good stuff. And so you're living in America now full time?
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, cool. I'm very lucky. I got a 5-year visa.
Wow, and good stuff.
I've got 5 years to find your husband.
Okay, cool. And
once you get that $1 billion, they'll be lining up at your front door.
Yeah.
Right. Did you see that website that just launched today? And it's called, wait, hold on a minute. It's called whatsyourprice.com. And it's basically you can pay hot girls for a date.
Really?
Yeah, but it's basically like prostitution. Go to whatsyourprice.com.
Jesus Christ.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen a few dating sites where you have to be earning at least $1 million a year before you can become a member. Sure. For the guys, not so much for the girls, but with a bag of millionaire, you know where to go.
So, Harmony, do you get much into iPhone and iPad stuff at all?
Yeah, I've got an iPhone 4 and I had an iPad. I've got a MacBook Pro. I've got a MacBook Air.
Cool.
I'm a big Mac fan.
What's your favorite iPhone app?
Make sure that all my staff have Macs.
Cool.
And they want to have Macs.
What's your favorite iPhone app?
Ooh, probably there's one called Uber Cab in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
It's a really brilliant service. You open the app, you see where the zip cars are around your house, and you pay like a subscription, and you just can get a little, you get a little zip card card. You book the car on your app, and then you just go and get in the car, and you can drive it around all day.
Oh, nice.
An amazing service, Zipcar.
Okay.
We've got go cars in Sydney. There's a lot of parking spaces that are reserved only for the go car, I think it is.
Yeah, go car, similar to that. And then there's one called Food Spotting that I like.
Yeah, I love that app. Food Spotting's got the application.
And the most amazing one is Airbnb. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Airbnb, it's basically like you can put your spare room of your house up for rent, and you can actually see how much money you can make from the room through the app.
Cool. Right. Good stuff.
Yeah. Beautiful UI. Beautiful UI.
Good stuff. And do you have an iPhone app for yourself personally, or?
No, I don't actually, but I'm going to make one. That's a good point. I've got to get around to doing that. There's actually, for anyone out there that wants to make an iPhone app and doesn't know how to code, there's a service called Kibana.
Oh, yeah.
Kibana, where anybody can make an iPhone app. It's drag and drop. And they publish it straight away. Brilliant service for anyone that wants to make an iPhone.
Well, Jason makes iPhone apps. He actually made one for the Tech Webcast. So if you want one made by him, I'm sure he would do it.
Oh, I see. Hook me up, Jason.
He does a good job too. I can guarantee it too.
You can check out the app so you'll see what it's like.
Yeah, have a look at the application and tell me what you think of it, and then maybe you can do one for you.
Okay, where
all
do I
this
go?
iPhone and iPad app talk just makes me want my iPad and my app just that much more.
Just do a search on iTunes for Tech Webcast and you'll see it there.
Okay, where is your iPhone and iPad then?
What's that?
Oh no, he was just saying that he
wanted. Dylan.
Dylan. Oh, I'm not sure where it is. Where is it, Dylan?
Where's what?
Well, he doesn't have one yet, so he might have one soon. I'm not sure when, but.
What?
Do you have an iPod Touch?
I got the iPod Touch, which I'm going to sell and then add in a couple $100 and get the, I think I'm going to go first gen iPad.
No,
I'm actually now, I'm now considering going 3G. I was going to go Wi-Fi, I'm starting to think 3G.
Get the iPad 2, mate. It's so much better.
Yeah, but it's more expensive. I can get an iPad 1 for like $300. I can get a 3G for $350. And it's like the only difference is the graphics processing and the dual core processor, which apps don't even really take advantage of yet. Why upgrade now? Why not wait?
I love the iPad.
I would say, you know, the best time to buy an Apple product is right after the new generation comes out.
Mm. Yep, get the slightly older one. Brad likes all the new hot stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I bought a fucking iMac G4 back in like 06, and that thing was already outdated, but it was a nice machine.
Good stuff, mate. So Dylan, have we got any tech news today, Jason? Any tech news?
We sure do.
Okay,
the Commodore 64 is back. Yay. Well, sort of. The beige box familiar to computer lovers in the 1980s is again available, albeit with some updated technology and a new company behind it. Commodore USA LLC was founded in 2010 with the express purpose of reviving the nostalgic brand. Began selling the new 64 at its website Tuesday. It's a modern functional PC as close to the original in design as humanly possible, according to the company, which recently acquired the license to the brand. The new computer was reported earlier by Los Angeles Times. When Commodore met its premature demise in the mid-90s, we believe something of great value was lost in the tech world, Commodore CEO Barry Altman says on the Commodore site. The company is promoting the computers as an option for people who want something outside the mainstream, touting its products with a cute tagline, "I'm not a PC, I'm not a Mac, I'm a Commodore." The new computer combines nostalgia with real computing power. The keys are exact same shape as the original and a color match. No expense has been spared, the company says. Like the original, the new Commodore looks like a bulky keyboard with no monitor or mouse. And the new Commodore 64 costs $595 for a basic model, the same price as the 1982 original. But there are some big differences. The 2011 basic Commodore 64 includes an Intel Atom 1.8 GHz processor, a 160 GB hard drive, and 2 GB of memory, compared with the 64 kilobytes of memory that gave the original version its name. The high-end version of the latest Commodore includes a Blu-ray drive, 4 GB of memory, Wi-Fi, and a 1 TB hard drive for $895. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yep.
My only question is, can I make it a Hackintosh?
Sure, well, probably.
Because if I could Hackintosh that and just for bragging rights to run 10.6 on a new Commodore 64, that would be awesome.
You'd just blow everybody's mind.
Like, yeah, I got a Mac, but it's on a C64.
Yeah. Where is your C64? Bioengineers from the University of Auckland have developed cheap, lightweight rubber power generators that could harvest up to a watt of power if embedded in shoes. The research is built on dielectric elastomer generator technology that uses the movements of a flexible non-conductive material to build up a charge in attached electrodes. Typically thought of for harvesting energy from ocean waves, dielectric elastomer generators, also called artificial muscles, traditionally involved a range of external electronics for power supply and energy storage. The Auckland researchers aim to replace those bulky heavy parts with flexible integrated components that would more easily be embedded in clothing. Conventional electronics are quite hard and heavy, explained Thomas McKay, high of the University Biometrics Lab. What we want to work towards is something that's wearable, but that might be a few ways yet. As Manian comic fan and budding artist, Cassandra James has been named Australia's top geek by internet provider iiNet. The 25-year-old from Battery Point out-nerded more than 200 other hopefuls in a 4-month contest which included challenges to invent a gadget or app and a quiz on all things dorky. For her prize, Cassandra chose an expenses-paid trip to Comic-Con in San Diego in July. Trips to 3 other expos were also on offer. SW, South by Southwest, CES, and PAX. I've never been out of Australia before, so it's going to be pretty exciting, she told news.com.au. Comic-Con wasn't a hard choice at all, because I love comics, and I'm actually trying to break into the comic industry as an artist. As well as honing her skills as a comic artist, Cassandra helped found the first anime convention in Tasmania, AIcon. I don't run it anymore, but I go as a trader and sell my art and prints of my art and stuff, she said. After winning the final round of the contest in Perth last night, Cassandra said she phoned home to let her family know. I called my mum and let her know because she doesn't have the internet. It was being live streamed, but she didn't know how it went. She was thrilled. My dad was asleep due to the time difference. It was quite late in Tasmania, but she ran and woke him up. iiNet said the competition was launched to challenge the geeky stereotype of thick-rimmed specs and high pants. And a 70-year-old scrap metal scavenger has managed to take 2 countries offline when she whacked a spade through a fiber cable in the Caucasus. While hunting for saleable loot, the septuagenarian sliced through the main pipe, providing connectivity for Georgia and Armenia, reportedly cutting off access to 90% of Armenian homes and businesses while also hampering Georgian ISPs. She found the cable while collecting scrap metal and cut it with a view to stealing it, Georgian Interior Minister spokesman Zura Gvendazadi told news agency AFP. The woman's taken into custody in Kasani, north of Tbilisi, and faces 3 years in prison, although she has since been released to await trial. Taking into account her advancing years, she has been released pending the end of the investigation and subsequent trial, he said. The company responsible for the fiber, Georgian Railway Telecom, seemed suitably embarrassed that one woman with a spade could cause such damage to apparently non-redundant international infrastructure. I cannot understand how this lady managed to find and damage the cable, the head of the company's marketing department said. It has robust protection and such incidents are extremely rare. And that's the news for Tech Webcast.
Good news, mate, as always, and congratulations to Cassandra winning the Top Geek. I actually watched that the other night. Great job.
Yes, there you go.
On my iPad. Good job. Good job. And I really wish Jason would have won, but he deserved one because he does the Tech AU.
Wait, what is this? Was this some kind of competition I didn't hear about?
Yeah, Top
in
Geek,
Australia,
mate.
iNet
Top Geek. Jason didn't win, which he should have won, because he does a better job than anyone else.
I'm just, like, excluded for all this Australian-only shit. I feel so left out.
Oh, well.
We feel the same way about you guys.
Same, I know. Same over
especially
here.
With stuff like Amazon.
Hey, you know what? I can always just say, ha, we have Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
And but, all that Amazon stuff, that's getting really big now.
Netflix might be coming to Australia, too.
Audibles and books and the Netflix and the Android store. We can't get any of that stuff.
Oh,
you guys don't have Android Marketplace?
Not there. Amazon One.
Huh.
Amazon One is for US. The new cloud storage from Amazon, you can't stream your music unless you're in the US. There's certain books that you can't buy unless you're in the US. And there's Audible books that you can't listen to unless you're in the US.
All right. So Harmony, are you there, mate?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So what else have you been up to these days? You went to South by Southwest. How was that?
Yeah, that was amazing. It's like spring break for geeks.
Wow. Any good bands you've seen there?
The whole of Silicon Valley goes to Austin.
Any good bands?
I have a funny story to tell.
Go ahead.
So basically, we wanted to do something fun for South By, because all the companies do. And so we decided to go to South By with no money. We had to make all of our money through iPhone and Square. Do you know what Square
is?
Yes,
I know Square. Yep. I want Square. I love Square.
So for anyone that doesn't know, it's a new service where it's a piece of hardware that you put in the top of your iPhone, and you can take credit card payments there and then. And the day before we got there, the Japan earthquake happened, and we were going to do it anyway and donate, but then obviously we decided to donate all our funds to Japan. And in 24 hours, we raised $4,500.
Wow.
Cool.
Good on you.
Free Square.
Good stuff.
And I had to, like, get dares, and the Clout team chucked me in their pool for $300.
Good.
Tim Ferriss gave me $1,000. Jeff Pulver gave me $500. So it was brilliant, and all the money went to Japan. So
good stuff.
It was fun.
Is it true that they had an Apple store there?
Yeah, pop-up Apple store. Yeah.
That was cool.
And
they were just selling the iPads.
Down the Apple stores there for a while.
Sorry?
So I thought they had closed down the Apple stores there, at least temporarily in some areas.
No, they had like a pop-up store.
Yeah, just selling iPads. Is that correct?
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what sort of band did you say there? How many?
Oh, well, I was at Interactive, not Music, because I'm not cool.
Oh, you're not into music?
But I did interview Duran Duran, and I saw the Foo Fighters live from the VIP area.
Oh, Foo Fighters, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next year, I will definitely, I've already started making plans. I will be at South by Southwest. I wanted to go last year. I had everything booked to go, and then I got horribly sick and couldn't go and didn't get refunds on anything. This year, I just didn't have the money. But next year, I will be at South by because I've got, I'm going to get the Live U backpack. We're going to do live coverage of all the fun parties and whatnot. It'll be a good time.
Because that's what we were doing this year.
Oh, cool. That sounds
fun. We had the Live U pack, and we streamed from all the parties.
Is that very heavy to carry?
No, it's just like a little backpack.
It's like 20, 30 pounds.
Wow, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's brilliant.
Good.
I mean, I wouldn't want to carry it for, you know, hours and hours at a time, but, you know, that's why you just bring a cameraman.
Yeah. We had a crew. It was fun. I was doing lots of stuff with Sarah Austin from Pop 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Jason, is this going to be, are you recording the video at the moment?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Anything else you want to add before we go? Jason, any more questions, mate?
No, I think that's about it.
Dylan, any more questions you want to ask her? It was very interesting.
What software are you using to record this?
Audacity.
Audacity?
I think we're using like several softwares. Like Brad's got Audacity going. Yep. I've got Wirecast going. I don't know what Jason's using.
A Canon IXUS camera.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all good software. Dylan, anything else before we go, mate? Any news or...
No news, because I never prepare for the show, but I can be found at youtube.com/WindowsGuruRadio4. I'm pretty much just pimping the YouTube link on everything now, because I'm a partner, so I want your money. Just don't click my ads, because I'm not allowed to tell you that, according to the terms of service. So whatever you do, do not click my ads.
Reverse psychology.
YouTube.com/WindowsGuruRadio4. That's where I'm at. And I'm Dylan Combs TV on Twitter.
All right. You can find me on Twitter, Tech Webcast, and also Brad Oz on Facebook. And Jason, where can they find you, mate?
Warlock on Twitter, WAULOK, JasonOakley.me, TechWebcast.blip.tv. All going to be on. And also JasonOakley.blip.tv. And I think Dylan gets annoyed with his show because he always loses the game when he's on here.
Yeah. And Harmony, where can they find you?
You can find me all over the internet. So Facebook, Twitter, just Google Hermione Way.
Yeah, that's the way.
Or go to the next web video.
She's everywhere.
Yeah, she's everywhere on the internet.
Yes, I am.
Who's your favorite tech person on the internet?
Oh, that's a hard question. Well, I really like Tim Ferriss.
Yeah, he's cool.
Their favorite show is Tech Webcast.
Yeah, Tech.
I heard that recently. Tech Webcast. I'm going to start a rumor.
Oh, no.
Really? Ooh.
Right.
That's okay. As long as you have me back.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get an update soon.
Yeah. Anyone else you like on the internet as well? How many anyone like? Who else you like?
I'm a big fan of I Justine. I think she's great. She's very clever.
She's fun.
Shay Carl, the Shay Tards. I really like. What else do I like? I really like Sarah Lacey. Lots of people.
If
you're gonna promote Shay Tards, you gotta promote CTFXC and also DFTBA.
Oh, are you a fan?
What? Yes, I'm definitely a hardcore nerd fighter. DFTBA.
Were you at VidCon?
No, I missed VidCon, and I didn't go because at that time I wasn't YouTube partner. I got partner like a week after VidCon was over, but I'll tell you what, all the YouTube partner meetups and all those events I will be attending in the future.
Good. Awesome. Well, let's connect on Facebook.
Absolutely. Yeah. Facebook.com/DDylanCombs.
That's one. And Harmony, what about podcasts? Do you listen to any podcasts?
Not really, no. I'm more of a video person.
What sort of video podcast do you watch?
The new Tech Webcast one on Web TV.
Watch that.
I just watch all my own videos every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's pretty vain.
What I do now. I don't watch video podcasts anymore. I'm subscribed to so many people on YouTube. I can still watch like 3 hours of YouTube content every day.
Yeah, you need a boxy box. That's what you need.
Well, I'm waiting on it. It'll be here soon.
Yeah, and Jason, I'm still waiting to hear back from Dealing 2, mate, to get you one too.
Cool. So if you watch your own video shows all the time, does that mean when the internet's down, you just sit in front of the mirror?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Listening to myself.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, let's end the podcast. This has been 30 minutes. This has been episode 121. Thanks so much for being on, Harmony.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
And Dylan, thanks, mate, for being on.
Anytime. See you next week.
And you lost the game. And Jason, thanks, mate.
No worries, mate.
Hey guys, you're listening to Tech Webcast. This is Cody P. Christian of CPC Studios. Hey, if you're in the need for web design, web development, or multimedia services, please check out www.cpcstudios.com. That's cpcstudios.com.
This is Tech Webcast.
Computers. Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.